The Heart Trust NTA continues to impact the lives of many Jamaicans in its effort to shape a vibrant and dynamic workforce through the support, maintenance, and development of technical vocational education and training institutions across the island. Executive Director at the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, highlights the work of the agency, pointing to some of the main areas of achievements over the past year. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The Heart Trust NTA has set out on a mission to become integrated, flexible, and responsive. In other words, we wanted to remain relevant and innovative in our approaches in treating with the development of the Jamaican workforce. In that regard, we have begun to look at how is it that we're going to be making a difference in training and certifying the Jamaican workforce. And accordingly, we have started out by looking how can we begin to effect some amount of employment generation. And to that end, we looked at the MSME sector and see how can we render assistance to them. And we have come up with three particular interventions that will help to advance that sector and grow economically in generating employment. We have started out firstly with the Smart Track program, which is a training program that would allow persons to be certified up to our National Vocational Qualification Level 3 certification in small business management. From this Smart Track program, we have also developed what we call a grant funding assistance program, which MSMEs can access up to $3 million in grant that will allow them to expand their capacity. But the thing to that $3 million grant is that whatever expansion is happening should lead to employment, at least the engagement of one of our trainees or anybody else seeking employment, as well as facilitating our apprenticeship program in building capacity. So that $3 million grant is for expanding their capacity that should lead to an additional person being employed by their establishment. We have also recognized that a lot of our training institutions are bursting at the seams, and one of the ways to treat with exceeding our capacity is through partnerships. And we are forging a lot of partnerships now with several entities through communities, churches, the community colleges, other tertiary institutions to see how we can make available to all the demands that are placed on us other facilities that are willing to partner with us to deliver those training programs.
So which means that you use the facilities of the churches, community groups and so on
to conduct programs. The other area that we are looking at within deep rural, a lot of training facilities are not available. And so we have come up with our mobile services that will actually go into these deep rural areas to offer training and certification. Taking the training to the people who would not normally have access to these labs. And we figure using our mobile technology is an innovative approach right now because we cannot build a facility in every single community. But if we are able to have these labs made available to drive in this community for 6 to 8 weeks, delivering training, excellent, it will help to advance what we need to do.
And just this past week, you announced a $100 million assistance to the Students Loan Bureau to reach a certain segment. Talk about that and the importance of that.
Yes, we do conduct what we call our stakeholder consultation, where we talk to employers and other stakeholders who benefit from our graduates. And one of the things they have outlined to us is that they're looking for persons at the higher level of the qualification framework, persons with higher skill sets. And in order for us to facilitate that, we have sought to partner with the Student Loan Bureau, the SLB, to ensure that persons who are pursuing areas in the STEM disciplines and the technical vocational education and training discipline, that they can have access to funding that will allow them to complete their programs at the higher level. And in that regard, our board gave approval for us to give a further $100 million to the SLB to unlend to persons pursuing areas that are driven by labor market indicators as well as higher level program that we want them to pursue. And that will now take our total contribution to the SLB to $350 million for loan for persons pursuing areas in TVET and STEM subjects.
So that HEART is reaching the various categories of persons in training and in employment.
And that's precisely what we are aiming at. And that is why the loan must be funding programs that are driven by labor market information.
Executive Director at the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.